As humanity pushes against ecological limits, we are bound to be surprised at the consequences, including abrupt ones. Or as Brecker puts it, humanity is recklessly poking the beast of nature, which may well shrug off a few pokes initially, but then respond violently to human provocations. In an age of AIDS, species extinctions, sudden extreme weather events, and more, we are becoming used to the fact that nature, under stress, can pack some mighty unanticipated blows. With ecological systems being threatened with multiple human forcings, human impacts, at levels never before experienced, we must expect severe and unanticipated consequences. Climate systems are vulnerable to sharp and sudden shifts in condition as thresholds are passed. Temperature increases from global warming may have little effect up to a point, but a small increment can lead to devastating results. For example, by passing through the threshold at which the great ice sheets of Greenland and Antarctica disintegrate, or by triggering the threshold for an epidemic disease such as malaria or dengue fever. A decline in species abundance might be discomforting, but still not a disaster, until the species is driven down to a threshold level below which it cannot survive. And the consequences of one change, such as a rise in temperature, might be modest unless an ecosystem is already under stress for other reasons as well. Another likelihood is that we will be confronted with a continuing explosion of new infectious diseases, diseases that seemingly come out of nowhere and suddenly pose phenomenal risks for the entire world. Recent examples include AIDS, SARS, avian flu, and the Nipah virus transmitted from pigs to humans. These emerging diseases have several interconnected causes, all linked to the increasing pressure of human activity on ecosystems. The diseases typically involve the transfer of pathogens from an animal reservoir to a human reservoir based on more intensive human-animal contacts, for example, through land clearing or hunting of bushmeat, changed animal habitats, including intensive animal rearing in feedlots and other industrial settings, or animal migratory patterns due to climate change, and invasive species and pathogens transported by plane, ship, or human migration. They may also involve the mutation of drug-resistant forms of existing pathogens. Once these diseases spread to the human population, their ongoing transmission tends to be facilitated by high population densities and extensive movements of human populations, bringing infected and susceptible populations into contact. The very real risks of abrupt changes and sudden appearances of new killer diseases must make us take note and rethink our often heedless approach to human-induced change on the global scale. All of the scientific evidence is shouting to us that so far so good can no longer be our guide on a crowded planet. Prudence, a scientific regard for the Earth's interconnected systems, and a shared commitment to look ahead are the real lessons of abrupt change. The paradox of enrichment. The ultimate irony is that humanity's vital success in appropriating the Earth's services could also prove to be its downfall. It is perfectly possible that we will end up choking on a very good thing. Just as our post-Ice Age forebearers in North America drove the megafauna to extinction, leaving them bereft of animal power and animal husbandry for the following millennia, our age might well carry the transitory successes of industrialization to the point of global ecological collapse. Such overshooting is not humanity's fate, but it is our potential, and it has been our repeated history at a local scale. As Jared Diamond has powerfully recounted in his important study, Collapse, there is nothing automatic about a society managing the transition to sustainability. As Diamond notes, thus, human societies and smaller groups may make disastrous decisions for a whole sequence of reasons: failure to anticipate a problem, failure to perceive it once it has arisen, failure to attempt to solve it after it has been perceived, and failure to succeed in attempts to solve it. We must keep remembering that complex global problems can be solved by collective global goal setting, the reliance on scientific evidence, the mobilization of technology, and most crucially, thinking ahead. We will have to appreciate, with urgency, that the ecological challenges will not solve themselves in a self-organizing manner. Markets, we have emphasized, won't do the job by themselves. Social norms do not suffice. Governments are often cruelly short-sighted. Sustainability has to be a choice of a global society that thinks ahead and acts in unaccustomed harmony.